This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 280 for Wednesday, February 23rd. I'm Phil France-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were up on Wednesday, hitting fresh contract highs for the second straight day, as gains in outside markets provided spillover support and bullish chart signals kept speculators adding to their long positions. Canola up $3 to over $11, the May contract up $6.70 at $1,033.60 per ton. New crop November up $5.60 at $863. Chicago soybeans, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were all stronger, and that contributed some spillover support to canola. Improving crush margins also kept domestic processors showing solid demand. The Canadian dollar, though, is also firmer, and that did temper the upside somewhat. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures were all higher, seeing a continuation of yesterday's rally. Soybeans hit fresh highs, the May contract up 36 cents at $16.71 per bushel. Good export demand added to the strength. The USDA reported private export sales this morning of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China. That marked the second large sale to the country of the past week. Ongoing concerns over heat and dryness cutting into South American production were also supportive. Corn also caught up in broad buying interest today, with spillover from the advances in soybeans and wheat pulling the market higher. May corn up 8 cents at $6.81 per bushel. The USDA is holding its annual outlook forum this week, with early acreage estimates likely to be watched closely. U.S. corn area could be down on the year, given the high soybean prices and fertilizer costs. Wheat, it is posting solid gains, seeing a continuation of yesterday's advances. Minneapolis spring wheat up 14 cents in the May contract at $10.02 per bushel. Kansas City 31 cents higher in the May contract at $9.18 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 32 cents in May at $8.84 per bushel. Declining condition ratings in a number of key U.S. wheat-producing states contributed to the rally, with Kansas down 4 points in the good-to-excellent category, now at only 26%. Oklahoma lost 7 points in the good-to-excellent rating at 9% good-to-excellent. Kansas crops are now only 35% poor to very poor, while 64% of the wheat in Oklahoma was poor to very poor. The Russia-Ukraine situation remains at the forefront of the wheat market as well, as those two countries are major exporters. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, February 23rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil France-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.